This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Navajo Nation will participate in a COVID-19 vaccine trial. Tribal leaders announced Friday the approval of a Pfizer vaccine trial at clinics on the reservation based on a volunteer basis. The study will be led by John Hopkins Center for American Indian Health. Enrollment will begin in mid-September for people between ages 18 to 85 who have not had a prior COVID-19 infection. Participants will receive two doses of the vaccine and be monitored for a two-year period. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez will host a virtual town hall on September 21st with top U.S. health official Dr. Anthony Fauci to discuss COVID-19 and trial vaccines. As of Sunday, the Navajo Nation reported 8 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total number of positive cases to 9,977. In the last week, the tribe's data showed fewer numbers of positive cases after months of lockdowns, curfews, and other public health orders. The National Congress of American Indians is hosting virtual tribal leader roundtables this week with members of Congress. The Tribal Unity Impact Days are usually held in Washington, D.C. for tribal leaders to meet with lawmakers and federal officials. The online event is intended for tribal leaders to be able to engage with lawmakers about issues facing Indian country before the end of the current session of Congress. Wednesday afternoon, 7 members of the House are scheduled to take part in discussions. And Thursday afternoon, 5 senators and 3 more representatives are expected to take part in the roundtable. COVID-19, the census, healthcare, housing, education, environmental protections are among issues leaders across Indian country have been addressing in recent months with U.S. lawmakers. Funeral services are planned Friday in North Dakota for Dr. David Gipp, a leader in Native American higher education. Gipp was well known for his more than 3 decades of work as president of United Tribes Technical College. He was also a community leader and Native rights advocate. Gipp was instrumental in national efforts to establish policies and laws for tribal colleges and universities to gain recognition and support. UTTC became accredited, offering 2- and 4-year programs, technical education, and workforce training under his leadership. Gipp passed away last week at his home surrounded by family following a lengthy illness. Native American environmental advocates in New Mexico are urging U.S. lawmakers to strengthen environmental policies. Democratic members of the House Natural Resources Committee are hosting discussions on environmental issues. Last week, they held a virtual environmental justice tour focused on New Mexico. Native advocates say resource extractions have contaminated sacred places and medicines and have had health impacts on people. Leona Morgan, a Navajo grassroots advocate, urged lawmakers to fight proposed nuclear waste storage, continue mine site cleanup, and oppose new resource extractions in the state.
When you're living on stolen land, the colonizer tends to make the rules as they would have them. And so today, some of the impacts we've been living with for decades, for generations, actually, and they've only been highlighted because of the recent pandemic. We have not only dealt with the uranium mining, but also coal mining in and around the Navajo Nation, and the contamination to water resources and use of water for extractive industry has really impacted our people.
Legislation was introduced in Congress this summer to seek environmental justice aimed at underserved communities and communities of color. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 3rd. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativenews.net for more information. Brought to you by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.